Did you ever see this show when it was on TV?
Yeah.
Sledgehammer?
Yeah.
It was actually quite good.
Yeah.
Not bad. I wonder if it's on Netflix. I'm going to have to look.
Lots of stuff is. I love Netflix.
I found Airwolf. Oh. I've been watching like Law & Order Criminal Intent and some Andy Griffith mixed in and Dragnet.
Yeah.
And some West Wing, you know. Episodes I like, but then I found Airwolf, and I'm going to, that regular Law & Order, I'm going to.
I got to look and see if they have Max Headroom.
Oh, yeah. You should. I don't know if they do or not.
That was one of my favorite shows.
Max. I still have the 45. Here we go. Back in my day. 45 record. I might have to explain this to you. It's a piece of vinyl
I got it.
With a big hole in it.
Plays at
45 RPM.
Thanks.
Okay. Anytime. You know, got to bring you whippersnappers up to Max Headroom. Merry Christmas,
ooh,
Max.
Merry.
It's good stuff.
Fun.
So, all right, it is the trifecta, whether you like it or not. 590 WKZO, and we actually are a trifecta now.
Yes.
Roger, and it's Jim, and it's Carolyn Minder from our sister station, 1660 The Fan, and all sorts of other stuff. Is there anything around here you don't do? I don't think you park cars.
Well, we don't really have that service here.
That's true,
but. I would.
No, I don't think so. Carolyn does, like, lots of stuff.
Yes.
Her job description is probably the length of this building.
Anything she gets told to do.
Yeah. Right. That I always say that's the asterisk on my contract.
Yeah. Okay.
And anything else.
Duties as assigned.
As assigned, yeah. Any other duty as assigned.
Today was a fun one, though.
Yeah, you were over at Ford Field for...
Yep. For Mac Media Day.
Yes.
And I got to talk to a lot of people. When Ken Mather, the media relations director for the Mid-American Conference, told Jay that I will be shuffling her people all day long, he was not kidding. It was literally one person after the other.
We got a treasure trove of interviews that are in
great.
A file here, and we're going to be using a lot of those.
What was the big takeaway from being over there? What was the most important thing you heard or saw or felt?
Mr. Sports is starting to branch out here.
That was a big question for you. Did you think about that for very long?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, from a Bronco football standpoint, I heard a lot more about their conditioning program and how that's moving forward and how that's feeding into his game plan that he promised, you know, balance offensive attack that everyone cheered and stood up and clapped for at his introductory press conference. Well, he's turning that around and saying, okay, well, we've conditioned the guys to run, pass, you know, whatever we need to have done. I think he said they shed like 400 pounds
as a
team.
We have that as a comment. Yeah. I got to remember which one it is.
400 pounds as a team, but they've gained somewhere between 10 and 20 pounds. I don't exactly remember the full quote, but it was astonishing to turn a group of. I mean, they're all athletes, yes, but to condition someone is a different beast. It doesn't matter if you're an athlete or not, the intricacies that go into that. And so that's telling me that they're not just worried about the X's and O's anymore. They're worried about what goes into making the X's and O's move around in a more efficient way. And Coach Fleck is certainly getting that done.
X's and O's are not hugs and kisses,
no.
I'm assuming.
No.
Okay.
Offensive and defensive schemes.
So okay.
Let's, like I said, we have Coach Fleck's interview with Carolyn broken up, and we're going to play a couple of cuts. I'm not quite sure what this one is, so everyone will be pleasantly surprised. This is from Mac Media Day here at Ford Field earlier today with Carolyn and Western Michigan University head coach P.J. Fleck. Now, I'm trying to figure out why. Oh, hang on. You know, it's a good thing that I don't push buttons very often in here.
Yeah.
Because I pushed the wrong one.
Head coach PJ Fleck joining us on MAC Media Day from Ford Field. And speaking about reaching out to the community, I believe you guys just got done going through a freshman orientation and getting those guys excited to come out to Waldo Stadium. What was that like to reach out to the newest generation of Broncos?
Well, I tell you what, it was really neat to see your first class. Now, we only had 4 weeks to put it together, but it was nice to see your first full class come in. You know, and it reminded me of my freshman year when I went to Northern Illinois. And you know all those butterflies. You know the anticipation. You know the doubt that's running through your mind, but you're so excited for it. And it kind of rekindled that for me. And that's where the experience comes in of me going through exactly what they went through in the same conference. And I think hopefully we've helped them with that as they continue to grow.
That was the warm-up question, but I thought community outreach was important. He was being grilled on that throughout the day. I happened to catch him early on in his interview process in the barrage of media outlets talking to him today. But that was something that was really, really high on not only Kathy Beauregard's list for a new head coach, but the university in general, John Dunn, President Dunn, was 100% behind that. And the fact that we have to have a face. We have to have somebody that's going to be the face of our program and going to be out there. And without even taking a snap, PJ Fleck has far and beyond been that face and that voice for the new direction of Bronco football.
This guy's better than caffeine in getting you up and moving. It's an amazing amount of energy that our new coach has.
The commissioner, I talked to him, Dr. John Steinbrecher, and he said we're trying to keep the caffeinated beverages away from Coach Fleck, because he actually mentioned that in our interview, and we'll have that for you on 1660thefan.com with a full recap as well. And it was a great day and just a way for everyone to kind of rub elbows and meet each other and kind of size everybody up. And just I made some good contacts with other media from other schools, and that was a really nice thing to have and a nice opportunity to take, and just to branch out a little bit, outside of your school and see your school sized up against, the rest of the conference. That was really neat.
Now, Dr. Dunn was there?
No. Just saying, in the decision to bring Coach Fleck to Kalamazoo and to make him the head coach.
Yeah,
and,
okay.
So, yeah.
I was just surprised the president of the university.
You never know. I mean,
Dr. Dunn. I'm telling you, he's really into this.
It would not surprise me.
It passed the reasonableness test. That's why I asked.
We have, Western Michigan is unique in that we have some administrators that are very in tune with the whole athletic, academic, dichotomy that goes on. But you can tell when you see Dr. Dunn that he's very proud of the Bronco athletic program. And Kathy Beauregard is one of a handful of women running a major Division I program. And the way that she's done it, we can sit here and be referred to as shills because we're in Kalamazoo. But the simple fact of the matter is, lady knows what she's doing. And, she brought Jeff Blashill here. And then she brought Andy Murray in to replace Jeff Blashill. And lest anybody think, it was a one-time thing and gone. Jeff Blashill is the heir apparent to be the new Red Wings coach when
Mike Babcock
retires or does whatever.
Yeah.
It's amazing, what we've got going here, and Steve Hawkins just pulled off a coup. Larry Farmer, who's got, just like he does, has got connections with the late John Wooden, is now an assistant coach. And it's like, every time you turn around, it's something.
Yeah, in this society, and I'm not just speaking to Kalamazoo in general, or specifically, but in society in general, we're all about immediacy. What can you do for me now? This process, and we've seen it work with Jeff Blashill moving the hockey program forward, and now Steve Hawkins has built a base, and now we've got Larry Farmer as an assistant coach, and everybody wants wins and MAC championships and national championships now. Well, and you got to look at where this program is coming from, and I'm not saying that anybody's using that as a crutch, and certainly the last person to do that is Coach Fleck, and that'll be more of the conversation that I had with him as well, because in the preseason poll, which that's all it is, preseason, we haven't done a snap yet, but they're predicted to finish fifth in the MAC West. That's not very good. But But no one is surprised. Who's surprised out there that they're picked fifth in the MAC West?
And
no one.
Just as a comparison, when Bill Cubitt spent his first year here, I don't know. Jay was asking me, and I was going to try to find out from Matt Kanan, where the Broncos were projected that year. But in Coach Cubitt's first year, Western, was it tied for the division title or won the division title? One of the two.
The first year.
The first year he was here. So, you know, it's...
But look what happened.
Yeah.
But look what happened. So, you know... He's very, and I was very cautious to not ask Coach Fleck specifically about wins and losses, because he's not interested in discussing wins and losses. He's interested in discussing building a program from the bottom up and building a base that's going to withstand wins and losses, withstand the good times and withstand the hard times.
That you get 31,000 plus out every weekend,
right. But that
there we're here and watching Bronco football.
That doesn't necessarily immediately translate to
wins and losses.
To wins and losses and undefeated records and all that stuff that everybody wants.
Western,
right now.
Outside of sports, has seemed to have come alive for quite a few years. Under the previous presidency there, Western seemed to languish. It seemed to lose momentum. And we're making progress from what I'm hearing in sports. Mm-hmm. Western has a medical school now, a law school, or relations with the law school. And the whole university seems to have changed from the previous administration.
Look at the top. Look at who you've got at the top. We just said President Dunn, you never know where he's going to be because he's usually at everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't understand how he gets to everything, or if he's not at, you know, a volleyball match, or he's can't make it, you know, travel to wherever the hockey team is. You better believe he knows what's going on, and he's communicated with their people, and he's right there. He might as well be there, because that's just who he is.
Yeah,
and you know, being under both presidencies during my education at Western, I can definitely say I prefer President Dunn, because he wasn't just like, oh hi, how are you? He got to know you, and like when I walked across the stage, he was, you know, he was genuine in his congratulations to me. It just wasn't like, oh, congratulations, best of luck, see you later. It was, I genuinely know who you are, I have an interest in where you're going. He knew that I was into broadcasting, into sports broadcasting, even made a comment to that effect that, you know, that's where, you know, he hopes that I succeed. So what does that tell you?
We are blessed, and we're going to play one more cut before we go to a break with Carolyn's interview. We are, and I'm going to take all of them. We are blessed in this community to have four very good, excellent/superb/whatever. Western Michigan University, Kalamazoo College, which is nationally ranked as far as academics, Kalamazoo Valley Community College, which is an incredible jewel in the crown of Kalamazoo. You know, Marilyn Schlack, Dr. Schlack is responsible for a lot of that. And, I mean, think of how many students are out there now. You know, when I went out there, there was about 4,000 or 5,000. Now there's 14,000+.
Well, the fact that we can have the largest community college in the state in the same town with a large university.
Two, actually, one private and one public.
Yeah.
And then our neighbors across the street, Davenport University, where is a niche school, but they continue to turn out quality graduates.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing for a town this size, the Kalamazoo, and it's a feather in our cap. Let's play one more cut from Media Day today. This is Carolyn Binder when she was over at the Media Day at Ford Field interviewing Western Michigan coach P.J. Fleck.
Focusing back on today and what today is all about, the latest MAC poll was released, and Western Michigan and MAC West predicted to finish fifth. You were saying not necessarily a surprise, but what does that challenge say to you, and what needs to happen this year?
Well, what we have to do is worry about us. You know, we have to do that, and that's the message we continue to talk to our team about. We're never going to put a ceiling on what people say we are or who we are. We know what we are. We know what we're about. and that's all that matters. And whatever we say or whatever we do inside that team, that's what really truly matters. And those guys believing in themselves on a daily basis. I was not surprised we were picked fifth. There's a lot of tremendous football teams in this league. I think the MAC is heavy in talent this year and heavy in really elite teams. So I was not surprised where we're at, especially with the new coaching staff and transition and the youth that we have and the rebuilding process and the challenges we have ahead of us. I was not surprised. But I know this, whether we're changing a culture or turning around a program, those seniors, they want to win now. They don't have next year.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
And he's got senior leadership. So now you're going to put this on podcast and –
Yep, we're gonna edit those down and get those all on 1660thefan.com in the Broncos Sports First blog section. You'll see that when you log on to the website. Lots of pictures there as well, and working on video. So the all-inclusive experience from Mac Media Day.
Cool. Well, I'm glad you had a good time. Was it a good lunch, too? Did they have a good
lunch? It was a good lunch.
Okay.
Nice job, Carolyn.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nice very
job.
Nice.
Thank you.
Again, you're going to be able to get a lot of that stuff at 1660thefan.com. Watch for it. Of a lot of really cool interviews. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Great job, as always. All right. Hey, Raj.
Yes?
Hooray for Hollywood. Maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe we should be thinking outside the box on this. Oh. It is the trifecta. So why don't you smile? 590 WKZO. It is the trifecta. It's Roger and Jim today.
The fact I haven't heard any dogs, does that mean you took my offer yesterday?
No, I'm still pondering it.
Okay.
But I've decided to, I need a day of peace from you.
Uh-huh.
So today is an amnesty day. I'm not going to play it just because I don't want to irritate you.
Okay.
But it may show up again because I want to be a pain in the rear end, but you never know.
Today's not the day for that.
No.
Good.
No. Today is the day of no dogs.
Okay.
So you'll be good.
Cool.
All right, so the White House is trying to implement what they call a key provision for the Obamacare by utilizing celebrities to do commercials to get young people to sign up. Why does that give me the impression that any kind of an individual mandate is not going to be postponed, that they're working on just kind of rolling right along here?
I think you're right. So. And... media in this country has focused far too much on the ongoing conservative attempts to repeal Obamacare versus talking about the benefits that we already see from that program. The fact that young people to age 26 can remain on their parents' health insurance. Several states, California, when they posted the insurance rates on their new, what do you call it, exchange.
Exchange.
Three companies, after they saw the prices of other companies, said, no, we want to lower our prices.
Yeah.
And New York State is seeing healthcare rates drop by half. And things like that have to be sold to people. People have to understand that if Obamacare is going to work effectively.
So,
and we've got to get young people into the system at a young age. And this seems to be a strategy to accomplish that.
But I think they should have come to Michigan to film the commercials. After all, do we not offer a film credit?
Yes.
Bring them in. And use Michigan celebrities, too.
Yeah.
I mean, we have tons of them.
Yeah.
You know, that would probably assist in this. I can't imagine. You want to get young people, you know, use some of the artists from Michigan. Jeff Daniels. And let me see who else I'm trying to think. Tom Selleck. Although he's kind of conservative. No. He would be, you know, he might side with Governor Snyder and say, hey, we got to do this. You guys have to do this. We need to. But I'm just saying we should make the pitch for Michigan to be the place where they come in and do the filming. Because after all, it's my understanding that they get a break in the price, number one. And number two, don't we have like all these tax dollars that we can throw at them and say, hey, here we go. Let's do this. So I think they need to come here.
I think you should send that as a message to the president.
I think so. Okay. Yeah. I may have to do that. Yeah. I may have to do that. I just think it'd be a good idea for the president to come to Michigan, not literally but figuratively, and bring the stuff, you know, here and whatnot, and let's have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
Film them here, bad boy. Let's go. You know who I'd really like to see do one?
Who?
Psy. Exchange
well,
style.
Dun,
dun. It could be fun.
He's Korean.
Doesn't matter. Bring him here.
He can't do.
Bring him here.
Okay.
He would attract young people. I don't care where he's from.
Okay.
Seriously.
You don't think it should be an American pushing American health insurance?
I think that if you had a bunch of celebrities behind him doing the Gangnam style dance to some sort of thing for the exchange, that it would be great. Why not bridge? Build that bridge.
Okay.
Roger, someone is number one, and it's kind of unexpected, but maybe not. We're going to talk about that next. CBS News and local news coming up, and then more of the Trifecta 590 WKZO. It is the Trifecta. It's Roger and Jim today holding fourth. 77 right now. Wind's blowing around 10, 12 miles an hour. It is nice out there.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It is
beautiful.
Just really, really nice. Roger sent this to me.
Uh-huh.
It's a milestone.
Mm.
It's historic. It's probably an aberration, but still. Is it a harbinger of things to come?
Methinks so. This is, if you wanted a sign of the future of our country, here's an omen for you.
One word, Univision.
Yes.
Now, and let me, can I relate a story? Am I allowed?
Sure.
Okay. Back in another employment life,
uh-huh,
I sold the dish.
Oh,
You know, the dish. It was actually PrimeStar was what I sold. It was not the dish. It was PrimeStar.
Yeah.
And I sold five of these or six of these things in a matter of 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that I sold them was because they all had Univision.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the selling point. The people I sold them to were Hispanic. They wanted Hispanic programming.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, they bought the whole thing. But
they
wanted Univision as the major thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there is more than one Spanish-speaking network, but Univision is kind of a record breaker. Would you like to elaborate there, since this is your story?
Well, July of this year, for the first time, it appears that Univision has more viewers than CBS, ABC, NBC, or any other network, for that matter.
And these are under 50.
Yeah.
These are the
this
coveted
is the prime demo.
Demo.
Yeah.
They are, as you would say, numero uno.
And if you want a glimpse into the future of our country, the fact that Univision, now July is, people are distracted by vacations. It is not a sign that the whole year is going Univision's way. But for the first time ever, Univision has more viewers than does their competitors.
During sweeps period.
During
which
a sweep.
And that's usually between 8 p.m. and 11 p.m. So.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So it's the right demographic and the right time of day. And Univision is the number one network as far as watched TV in the evening hours.
In July.
Yeah.
First time it's ever happened.
Yeah.
Now, overall, for the year, Univision is still fifth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But
this is how it begins.
Yeah, and the other thing is that it's still beating out the CW.
Oh yeah.
You know. Now, once the rerun season ends and CBS and you know mm-hmm. all of the networks return stuff and NCIS is brand new and Big Bang Theory starts its seventh season and
yeah.
You know, there's a possibility. What I'm wondering though is does Univision have the ability to rerun some of the more popular shows in only with Spanish. Instead of having subtitles, actually in Spanish.
Yeah, I don't know.
Which would be like the Big Bang Theory, maybe seasons 1 through 6.
Yeah.
You know, where they could, I don't know. Because I know that TBS broadcasts the Big Bang. And the reason I mentioned that was because I love that show. Broadcasts the Big Bang Theory on like three or four nights a week, 5 nights a week sometimes. So
do they do that with subbed in Spanish?
Or, I think you can get it on your television if you have that SAP thing.
Okay.
Where you can actually watch it that way. I'm just wondering if Univision did that, then those who are watching Univision would be able to view those programs, and it would be another feather in their cap.
Or what they could do is use SAP to have English.
Yeah.
And so non-Hispanics could watch their programming.
Univision only has pretty much one competitor, and that's Telemundo. And Univision's audience is about 2 times that of Telemundo, whereas CBS, NBC, Fox, and ABC have to fight it out amongst themselves with 4 networks. So they don't have as much competition for the Hispanic market or the Spanish-speaking population as do the Big Four. I imagine the size is probably a little less, but that's going to change too, as the demographic of the United States changes.
Mm-hmm.
So this is interesting that Univision has never won a primetime sweeps, and here they are.
Yeah, it's just a sign of the times, and it does put into focus the resistance we see in Congress to doing something about immigration to the country. There are a group of people for whom this makes them very nervous that the country's changing and we're becoming multicultural. And it isn't a homogenized United States anymore. A
couple of comments. It's a statistical thing, guys. Most Spanish speakers gravitate towards Univision. The same can't be said for English speakers. Well, they gravitate. They just don't gravitate to Univision. They gravitate towards the English-speaking channels. But as the Hispanic population grows, then they have the opportunity to watch more Univision. And most I know the satellite companies do that. And there are several, cable networks that have Univision, which is no problem. The other one is Univision is a winner only because the American market is so heavily fractured. Well, it's always been that way.
Yeah, there's always been multiple networks.
The fractured part of it is always been a part of American. I mean, I remember back in the 1950s that one of the top rated networks was a network called Dumont. They made televisions and they were a television programming network, and they were number one because they had Jackie Gleason. They had, I think, Frank Sinatra. They had tons. And they were the number one. But they lost market share because of some things that happened, and ta-da!
Well,
that went on. But the other thing, too, and this is something else. Well, but you're dealing with the same kind of time area, but it's still the simple fact of the matter is the competition was less back then. Now you have so much competition for your television viewing, And I don't know, for my part, I got rid of my cable. I get the networks when I want to watch them, but I have Netflix now.
Mm-hmm.
And for $8 a month, I love it. It's incredible, especially because I just discovered Airwolf is on there.
Well, see, some of the reason for this change with Univision winning the July ratings race is because of the diminished importance of the other networks.
Yes.
It isn't just that Univision has gained viewership over the years, and that's clearly what's happening, but it is the winnowing away of viewership in ABC, CBS, and NBC. They're not the only game in town. I personally watch very little network television mm-hmm. anymore.
You're not the only one.
Yeah. I don't. Most of the programming on those networks is not targeted at me,
mm-hmm.
at my demographic. Old, white guys.
Shouldn't you be a Republican by that definition?
On several levels, I should be, but I'm not. But some of the success Univision is having is because of the diminished success of the traditional broadcast networks.
Yeah.
They're just not drawing the viewers they used to.
If the networks were doing year-round programming instead mm-hmm. of reruns and whatnot, mm-hmm. I'm not so sure this would have happened.
Yeah.
If the networks had been doing original programming around the calendar, there's a real good chance that this may not have happened. But the simple fact is that Univision was providing I love these. They're called telenovelas. Mm-hmm. It's like a soap opera
mm-hmm.
Of sorts. And it's fun to watch. I don't understand Spanish, and I would love to learn at some point in time, and I probably will just because I want to. But it's fun to watch them because they are exactly like the soap operas in America. It's just I can't understand what they're saying.
Yeah.
But I can put the captioning on,
mm-hmm.
and I can see that, and then I can see what they're saying. And, yes, things get lost in translation. I know. But, you know, still, it's interesting to watch. But they're doing original programming,
mm-hmm.
and that's attracting their audience. Whereas, yeah. you know, the networks are going through the motions because it is summertime and blah, blah, blah. And you know, so, this is an interesting, I know it's statistical and we could probably tear it apart, you know, one way or, you know, this way or that. But there is so much competition for your viewing, if you're under 50, for your viewing attention and your spending dollar, that's why you see the programs on that you see. But it's almost as if the networks, once they hit like June,
mm-hmm.
you know, July, August, they really don't care. And they're starting their seasons. I don't know if you noticed this, Roger, but they kind of start their seasons later.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, well, and the hit programs, it used to be they would do 26 weeks,
mm-hmm.
half the year, yeah. and the other half the year would be reruns. And now you see many programs where the whole year is 13 episodes,
yeah,
or even fewer in some cases.
Just to get an idea of how far we have advanced in this, if you go to YouTube, type in CBS Saturday Night Preview or Friday Night Preview or Monday Night Preview, CBS used to put together a half an hour special of the programming offerings that they were going to provide in the fall, and had stars from those shows like Andy Griffith and Rod Serling and Bob Cummings and Sebastian Cabot, who I love, and or loved because he was really cool. Mr. French was awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, that they would do a special show. Same thing with ABC. ABC would do the same thing. They would have commercials. They would also run a special show to tell you what was going to happen. You know, this is coming up on ABC, and you would get to sit. You could sit and watch what was going to happen that fall.
Well, and
then you make your choice that way as to what you're going to watch.
And then when fall came, they had one week that was the beginning of the fall season, and all the programs were either a new program that was just coming on the air for the mm-hmm. first time, or new episodes for existing series. And it would start the second or third week in September.
Yeah, right after Labor Day.
Yeah. And all networks launched their programs at the same time. And things have changed.
You had to make up your mind what you were going to watch because they didn't have VCRs and DVRs and all that stuff. Now it doesn't matter. You can watch, say, The Big Bang Theory. And say Modern Family on ABC is up against The Big Bang Theory, but you like both programs. Well, now you can DVR one and watch the other.
Well, now,
or you can even DVR both of them and watch them separately if you want to.
Well, and now you can get DVRs that will record five programs at a time.
Yeah.
The world for TV is changing.
Yes, it
is. And this Univision story
is another
sort of a piece of that change.
Yeah, it is a change. So, you know, congratulations, Univision. That's, you know, good stuff. could be a harbinger of things to come. So this is a situation, Raj, where the lower the number is, if we can get to this, we will. The lower the number, the easier things happen.
Is this my body mass index you're talking about?
No, but we could talk about that. It is a trifecta. 590 WKZO. 590 WKZO, getting ready to wrap up this Tuesday edition of the trifecta. Roger and Jim in on this 23rd of July,
yes,
so to speak. I don't know if we're going to have enough time to really do this justice.
Well, we may have to discuss it at another time as well.
I think what we may do is we'll carry it over for tomorrow.
Okay.
I think we can do that.
Okay.
I had a couple of emails, believe it or not, about the cat thing we talked about yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
One of them was kind of tongue-in-cheek. Yeah, I would like to see the person who could try to put a leash on a cat in the first place. Well, not just the leash, the collar. Can you imagine? I'm just, you know. Cats are a little touchy. A little.
Just a little. Just a little.
I have no experience.
I know. Well, I do, and they don't really.
But I think my dogs need to be controlled.
Yeah.
I don't think my dogs should ever leave my property to run loose. I think my dogs, given their propensities, would like to chase deer and all sorts of things that I won't allow them to do. It's not reasonable.
As a bird expert, which you are, and you've talked about it, letting cats roam free isn't exactly the best thing in the world either, because of the simple fact that they do have a tendency to attack the bird population. Especially if they have claws, because they can climb trees.
And small animals, they're an unnatural part of the environment. They're not a natural part of our ecosystem in the United States. They're a foreign species.
I do like barn cats, though. Like on a farm, you know, where they eat mice and, you know, the occasional chipmunk and whatever. And basically keep pests away from the gardens and whatnot. But
my neighbor's cat had a close encounter last night with the Grim Reaper.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And pray tell,
my older dog was just 2 or 3 feet behind when the cat went up the privacy fence and out of my yard.
So he was off goofing around and taunting the dog.
Well, the cat was in my backyard,
my
fenced-in yard, and my dog did what dogs do naturally, and that was go after it.
Now, we had someone text in that their daughter leash-trained the cat. It can be done.
Oh, I had a friend who had a cat that he walked on a leash every night, took it on a walk. When it was in his yard, he could whistle and it would come like a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Not
all cats are obstinate, truth to tell. I mean, a good number of them are very docile, and they're lovely pets, and they do what they're supposed to do. And if you try to put a leash on them, they would be fine. I think what it is I think some people consider this possibly a matter of equality. If you're going to license dogs, then you need to license cats, too.
Well, in common sense would suggest that if you're letting your cat run loose, you ought to have them vaccinated for rabies.
Mm-hmm.
Cats can spread
plasmosis.
Yes, thank you.
Toxoplasmosis.
But they can also get rabies. And if you care about your cat, you probably don't want them run over and torn up by raccoons.
Why not? Fine. All right, we will be back tomorrow. Same bad time, same bad channel. Coming up next, 5 o'clock afternoon news on 590 WKZL.
Have
we'll
a good
to
night.
Tomorrow on the trifecta.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO, Kalamazoo.